The most terrifying thing in the world to me is I go to the beach and I end up on Bondi Rescue.
I always worry as soon as I can't feel the ground beneath my toes when I'm swimming.
I'm Suren Jayamana and I have never learnt to swim.
I'm Sashi Pereira. I'm going to help you to learn how to be more comfortable in and around the water.
Head Above Water is a mini-series of the SBS Australia Explained podcast. Just follow the show in your favourite podcast app.
Russia's defense ministry says nuclear-capable ballistic missiles have entered active service after being moved into Belarus, a close ally of Russia that neighbors three NATO countries. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has previously said his country would host up to 10 of the mobile intermediate-range Oreshnik missiles, which are capable of striking all parts of Europe. Overnight, Russia's defense ministry has distributed this video purporting to show the weapons being moved.
The missile system started combat duty in time. The units have been trained and crews are prepared.
The footage features an unnamed Russian military commander and shots that appear to show the missiles being installed in a forested area and covered with camouflage. Russian President Vladimir Putin has previously claimed the nuclear-capable weapons are impossible to intercept because they travel at more than 10 times the speed of sound. Intermediate missiles have a range of up to 5,500 kilometers, which could enable the Oreshnik missiles to strike as far away as the west coast of the United States. But its neighboring NATO countries, including Poland, Lithuania, and Latvia, that are likely to be most concerned, given Russian state media claims the missiles can reach an airbase in Poland within 11 minutes and NATO's headquarters in Brussels in 17. Earlier this month, Alexander Lukashenko outlined military plans in connection to the Oreshnik missiles.
In the event of an escalation of the conflict, armed forces are designated, several tens of thousands of personnel in Western Russia, who are to be immediately brought into combat as the second echelon. Belarus goes in first. We must respond. Then Russia supports us. This is precisely what constitutes the regional grouping of forces, including the tactical nuclear weapons that we have returned to Belarus. In addition, the first positions have been equipped with the Oreshnik missile system. It has been with us since yesterday and is entering combat duty.
The deployment follows Russian claims that Ukraine unsuccessfully targeted a residence of President Putin with drones after recent peace talks in the United States. Ukraine denied it, but Russia has warned the move will change its war strategy. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov described the attack as terroristic.
The negotiating position will change, shifting toward a more toughened approach. As for the military consequences, our military knows how, with what, and when to respond.
He said the attack was also targeted at U.S. President Donald Trump, arguing it would frustrate his efforts to guide the peace process with Ukraine. And Mr. Trump appeared to believe Russia's claims.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's not good. I heard about it this morning.
Did Putin tell you about it?
You know who told me about it? President Putin told me about it. Early in the morning, he said he was attacked. That's no good. Because we're talking about, you know, it's a delicate period of time. This is not the right time. It's one thing to be offensive, because they're offensive. It's another thing to attack his house. It's not the right time to do any of that. Can't do it.
The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has dismissed the accusations as a disingenuous distraction aimed at derailing the peace talks, which had intensified in recent days. Mr. Trump held a meeting in Florida with President Zelensky alongside multiple calls with Vladimir Putin, but the U.S. ambassador to NATO, Matthew Whitaker, was more circumspect about the alleged palace attack, telling Fox News it's not clear that it actually happened.
It seems to me a little indelicate to be this close at a peace deal, Ukraine really wanting to get a peace deal done, and then to do something that would be viewed as reckless or not helpful. So we're going to get to the bottom of the intelligence.
Despite the apparent deterioration in trust, negotiations continue as the US and Ukraine say the so-called 20-point peace plan is 90 to 95% agreed. President Zelensky says the US has offered to provide 15 years of security guarantees, but as Mr. Whitaker points out, significant issues remain unresolved.
There are the territory questions and, you know, where you draw the line of contact, how much, and both sides need to pull back from that line of contact, who polices, violations of the line of contact. I mean, that's where it gets very complicated, very detail-oriented. And I know teams on both sides are working very hard in the United States, and we're very engaged.
T. Mitchell, SBS News.